You are now inside the cash register of the city of Sitka, and I'm going to take you on a little tour. The assembly has been noodling around in here for nearly 2 months, holding 4 special meetings and building off 6 months of work by the Citizens Task Force to close this year's budget gap. The good news? They've done it. But as Assemblyman Matthew Hunter said at their May 3rd meeting, it's not without some casualties.
We've cut 3 positions this year. We've cut some services, and it's been emotionally hard for me, which kind of surprised me because I like to think I'm logical, but it hurts to make those cuts and see jobs disappearing, that even if they're vacant, they're jobs in Sitka. That's our future, is people living here, making money and raising families.
Now, by cut, what the city really did was consolidate. The positions of Parks and Rec Manager and Buildings and Facilities Manager, previously held by Lynn Brandon and Chris Wilbur, were merged. Sitkan Michael Colliver is the new hire. The assembly won't hire a new assistant fire chief in Al Stevens' stead, and one police officer is being reassigned as a detective, going down to half time. The draft budget also reduces nonprofit support by $89,000. Snow removal, janitorial, and other public works operations by $250,000, and zeroes out funding entirely for the ride. Connie Sipe is with the Center for Community, which oversees the largely grant-funded public transit system. Right now, the buses run from 6:30 in the morning until 7:30 at night, but those hours may be cut down.
Maybe half hour in the morning, half hour at night. But that's the first thing we'll do, is try to not eliminate the service, but try to figure out how we could shave a little bit.
A few special requests did make it onto the till, however. That includes $65,000 for the assessing department to hire a temporary employee. Assessor Wendy Lawrence estimates that Sitka is missing out on $1 million a year from undervalued property. And until the city can afford new software, she needs another set of hands to help bring property taxes in line with market value.
Because what we have now is we have a car without an engine. I have a system where I can put things into, but it's all done manually, and I'm the engine.
The assembly also voted yes on $40,000 to rebuild the community playground in Crescent Harbor, reasoning it was a deferred maintenance issue, and $40,000 for rewriting Sitka's comprehensive plan. They voted no on a new phone system. Here's Assemblyman Stephen Eisenbeis.
You know, at my business, I wish I had phones that were 13 years old. Mine were made in 1992.
Now, going over to another drawer, electric rates will increase by 5%, and both water and wastewater fees by 1%. But it was citizen Matt Donahoe, who waited for over 2.5 hours for persons to be heard, who turned the tide on a proposed 6.2% increase in harbor rates.
Is there any public comment? Thank you for your patience, Matt.
Oh, thank you guys for your service. This is excruciating. I think that in the next 5 years you're going to see a very different fishing fleet here in Sitka. It's going to be vastly changed. It's going to be because of the actions like this, a 6.2% increase.
It will take an ordinance, but the assembly voted to curtail the rate increase to 5%. They also approved a recommendation by the Citizens Task Force to transfer $100,000 from the city's share of the raw fish tax to the Harbor Fund. Now, another thing to mention, the city won't be imposing any furloughs. That proposal didn't gain traction in union negotiations. But as City Administrator Mark Gorman said over the phone with KCAW, local government will definitely have a smaller footprint come July 1st.
I hope the individuals encounter those diminished services, they will have an understanding of why they're no longer there.
The biggest reason for this, of course, is the state's fiscal crisis. Sitka will receive 35% less state funding than last year. But the second reason is simple math. Sitka cannot afford the cost of its infrastructure. To close this year's budget gap, some significant transfers took place. $1.6 million from the general fund to stabilize those electric rates, $1.3 million from previous year's appropriations for capital projects, and $1.1 million from the Public Infrastructure Sinking Fund for public works. That's a lot of money for patching holes, money that won't be there next year. Here's Gorman.
If the tea leaves are correct as we read them in City Hall, next year is going to be twice as tough. So we can't stop right now and take a deep breath and say we're done. It's really the heavy lifting is about to begin.
But, Gorman added, while walking down the street last week, the sun was out after all, he was pleased to see Lincoln Street bustling and stores open.
We've got a great community. We've got tremendous assets here, and we've got a can-do attitude. So we'll get through this. But there is going to be a couple rough years.
Mayor Mim McConnell said that although the Assembly has made several budget decisions already through these special meetings, in years past, all this discussion usually happened during the regular meeting, the public is still welcome to weigh in.
You know, just because we've made all these decisions doesn't mean we can't change our minds.
She added, I definitely expect people to speak up because, after all, it's their city. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.